Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, from Kevin Maguire writing for the Daily Mirror, sounding like tormented survivors of a poisonous cult, Meghan Markle and Harry Windsor are destroying the royal family from within. These devastating allegations must be worse than Buckingham Palace feared, jaw-dropping revelations shaking the foundations of a hereditary institution on the wrong side of history in a world of declining deference. Every story has two sides, and brutal return fire disclosed bullying allegations against Markle and claims her human rights championing didn't get in the way of an expensive pair of earrings from a Saudi butcher. She could be both a victim of snobbery, xenophobia, and racism within the royal family, and a middle-ranking actor and ruthless social climber searching for her dream Disney castle, who became too big for her boots after marrying into the chandelier family at the very top of the British upper class. The celebrity couple certainly want their cake and eat it. Clinging to outdated feudal titles are a Duke and Duchess of Sussex to bank millions of dollars from ties, however strained, to the royal family they brutally undermine. The only people who come out of this well are British Republicans who believe an unelected hereditary monarchy is as useful as a square wheel, but much more expensive. The day of reckoning is unavoidable. What's the point of this royal family? Chris Shipp, ITV News royal editor, was on Good Morning Britain. He was speaking about the conversations about Archie's skin and told Piers Morgan and Susanna Reid, "I've been told it's not the Queen or Duke of Edinburgh, so that just leaves Prince Charles, Prince William or their wives." That is doubly explosive in that it suggests that conversation did take place and leaves some very high-profile names in the mix. Shipp wrote at length on the ITV website, "When the Oprah interview finished at 3 a.m. UK time, I didn't know quite what I should do. I was momentarily paralyzed in my chair, having spent the previous 2 hours typing and tweeting like crazy. But as I came up for air, the magnitude of what the Duke and Duchess of Sussex had said to Oprah hit me all at once. On Sunday, I had spent the day wondering how a 2-hour interview could sustain viewers. I asked myself, how many explosive stories could Harry and Meghan actually drop in that time? Well, when the show was over, it dawned on me that the couple had effectively loaded up a B-52 bomber, flew it over Buckingham Palace, and then unloaded their arsenal right above it, bomb by heavily loaded bomb. She picked up on what many did as they watched. The proverbial bus was not driven over the Queen. At all times, both Harry and Meghan were very clear about their support for and admiration of the Queen, and she was often cited out for praise in a way in which Harry's father and brother were not. But if the Duke and Duchess have such serious concerns about the shape of the institution of which the Queen is the head, surely their severe criticisms of it extend to the Queen herself. Uncomfortable does not begin to describe how they must be feeling in Buckingham Palace right now." Diana's butler, Paul Burrell, has insisted that the Queen is not racist. Burrell appeared on ITV's Lorraine and said, "How sad and disappointed I am to hear what was said in this interview. I feel desperately sorry for the Queen because in the 70th year of her reign, she is facing another crisis. How much can she take? She has to bear all of her family's problems, and this is just another one of them. It's a very serious criticism. Her Majesty is not racist in any way, shape, or form. She loves touring her Commonwealth. Her Majesty is a good, kind, Christian lady." Now there's going to be a witch hunt to find out who said it. There's blood in the water. Royal author Robert Jobson doesn't think the rift between Meghan and Kate will ever heal now, and provides some historical context. The Queen Mother was widely believed to have a disdain for Wallace Simpson after her son, Edward VII, abdicated the throne to spend his life with the American socialite. Jobson's take, "I think when Catherine is the Queen consort, there will be the same relationship. They'll both be around, but I can never see there being a healing because what they've said is that they put a wrecking ball right the way through their relationship. If she wanted to be close to Kate, she wouldn't have done this interview." Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Piers Morgan is, of course, caught up in the middle of all this, getting into a verbal scuffle with a guest on Monday's Good Morning Britain. Dr. Shola Moss Sugarbimu was the guest and said to Piers, "You are such a liar and a disgrace." Piers quickly replied, "You trash me every time you come on." Dr. Shola told him, "You bring up coverage about Harry and Meghan when they got married and engaged, but you conveniently forget the other coverage. By all means, let's applaud the Queen when she does something right, but let's also talk about when she does something wrong." The Mirror recapped the rest. Piers interjected and said he wasn't going to let Dr. Shola talk badly about the monarch. She shouted, "Are you out of your godforsaken mind? Listen, you might learn something." Piers replied, "I think what you just said about the Queen is disgusting." To which Dr. Shola responded, "I think you are disgusting." Dr. Shola clapped back, "People like you will continue to lie about them. You lie about them every single day." "I don't lie about them. I see straight through them," Piers responded as he attempted to wrap up the interview. And we have Piers' own words from his editorial in the Daily Mail. "Sickening, shameful, self-pitying, salacious, scandalous, sanctimonious, spectacularly self-serving." Those were just my initial thoughts after just 10 minutes of the Oprah Wine-a-thon with Meghan and Harry, and while restricting myself to only using words beginning with the letter S. By the time I'd finished the whole two-hour orgy of pious, self-indulgent, score-settling twaddle, the steam was erupting out of my ears like an exploding geyser, and my lexicon of rageful epithets extended to the full range of the alphabet. Never have I watched a more repulsively disingenuous interview, nor one more horrendously hypocritical or contradictory. You get the idea, and normally we'd dive deep into Piers' work, but that will have to wait for tomorrow because Meghan's revelation about the secret wedding ceremony has raised some questions. From Royal Central, weddings usually require two witnesses to make them legally binding, while religious ceremonies are normally expected to occur in places of worship. It isn't clear whether the May 16th ceremony is considered to be the legal union of the couple, or whether it was just a private commitment ceremony before their actual marriage. Furthermore, there are strict rules about outdoor weddings in England and Wales. For civil marriages, a venue must be licensed for weddings, and if it wants to offer the opportunity for a couple to wed outside, it must provide a specially built permanent structure. This is usually a gazebo of some kind, which is then included on the license issued to the venue for marriages. The couple, those officiating, and the two witnesses must be under the cover of the gazebo at all times for a legal union to be formed. The revelation that the couple went through a ceremony officiated by the Archbishop of Canterbury before the St. George's Chapel event has led to questions about which of these ceremonies is their legal marriage. Their marriage registration has never been shared publicly. That's not unusual in royal circles, as the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge also kept their wedding paperwork confidential, while Princess Eugenie and Princess Beatrice's certificates were never shared either. Other royal wedding register pages, including that of the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, have been put into public domain after the ceremony. And in other news, the Mirror reports the Queen's newest corgi puppy was bought through a popular pet website. The dog was 12 weeks old and is named Charlie, or Charles. The pooch costs £2,650 and was bought on the Pets for Homes website. It is not clear if the Queen, whose son is also called Charles, will rename the dog. Over Christmas, the now royal pooch reportedly was chewing a few bits around the house, and on the odd occasion, the trainer would end up with a soggy sock after standing in one of his wet patches. Buckingham Palace has declined to comment. It is possible they have other things on their mind. If you're new to Palace Intrigue, thanks for listening, and please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.